I could basically sum up this whole speech by saying, I love my friends. They bring me such unbridled, unadulterated joy. They make me feel warm. That in mind, I realize I am extremely, extremely lucky to have been blessed with the friendships that I have. Friendships that felt like this. They were all growing up and into each other, like trees striving together for the sun. A quote from a book called The Raven King by Maggie Stiefvater. Friendships that make me feel excited to grow old because I want to see where we all go, what we all do. Or, like I once wrote in a journal, it makes me so excited to see the love the world will give my friends. It better, because otherwise, I'll kick its ass. When I think of my most nurturing friendships, I think of this. Being seen, and being loved despite being seen. I think of the work they put in to make me feel cared for. The work that I put in to make them feel loved. I think of laughter and being able to be silent around someone without it being uncomfortable. I think of knowing deeply that no matter what kind of trouble I got myself into, they would help me out the best that they could. Overall, this beautiful spiderweb of love and support and connection. My friends have seen me cry, have truly listened and responded with care, have helped me lean into myself in ways that I don't even know how to properly describe. They make me feel seen in the truest sense. They see me, and that's okay with them. No changes need to be made. That is true nurturing. Allowing someone else to feel whole as they are, to give them the peace to grow and change and adapt at their own pace. I have so many small moments that have added up. My friend walking home with me late at night. Another friend sending me pictures of adorable animals when I said I needed some louder love. Listening to me say, this sucks. And a friend saying, yeah, it does. A friend holding my hand after I bawled my eyes out in Avengers Infinity War. A friend texting me about our shared interests, almost as if to say, I'm here. Outside, my shoulders scrunched up to my ears, me not even noticing, and my friend asking, what's wrong? Little moments that are bigger than anything because I know it's their way of saying, I love you. I'm here for you. I got you. When you know someone has your back, it makes the growing pains a bit easier. Good, nurturing friendships don't completely make the hurt go away. No nurturing relationship can, but boy, did they make it that much more bearable. And one of the ways my friends make things more bearable is definitely through laughter. My friends are the people who can make me laugh the hardest out of anybody. More than any comedian, more than any funny movie or Facebook video of a dog on a skateboard. I basically have my own language with each friend that's peppered with inside jokes and shared memories. One of my friends and I were actually banned from being on the same team together for a game called Taboo because we were too good at getting around the words we couldn't say by using our inside jokes. Being able to laugh with someone is a wonderful feeling, and knowing they can make you laugh even when you're at your worst is something else. A situation can go from awful to okay with one funny comment from a friend. All this to say, nurturing friendships are important and lovely and rare. I know this whole talk is basically a love letter to my friends, and I can't say I'm that sorry for it. I know I am beyond lucky to have the friends I do, and I hope that all of you are this lucky too. If not, may you be one day. Thank you to all of the good, good friends out there.